Hello, everybody. How are you today? It's Nicole here to chat with you once again. If you are listening on the day of podcast day, it's Friday. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. If not, if you're just listening to this in the archives, welcome. And if it's your first time here, welcome, welcome, because there's a lot of healing to be done, a lot of beautiful magic here. So I hope you take advantage of all of it. So as I said, my name is Nicole. This is my podcast. It is called The Cure for Chronic Pain with me, Nicole Sachs, LCSW. Same name as my YouTube channel, which, by the way, I have been totally friggin' ignoring, and I am so sorry. I have not been able to get to making YouTube videos on top of all the work and all the kid stuff and all the being human stuff and now doing this podcast, but I am aware of that, and I know that, you know, I used to do the YouTube videos way more regularly because I wasn't doing a podcast, and sometimes I feel like, oh my God, it's so boring. How much can you guys hear from me? But then I get a million emails that, please, hear, we want to hear from you more. So, you know, I just have to get on it and make more videos. But my YouTube channel has a lot of good stuff on there, even the stuff that goes back a couple of years. You know, truth is truth. It remains the same. And there's a lot of good stuff on there. So if you are new, please refer to my YouTube channel. The Healing Yourself series, parts 1 through 4, will really give you a good idea of what I do here and of how to heal yourself. In addition, check out my website, thecureforchronicpain.com. Check out my online course there, Freedom from Chronic Pain. A lot of people have been asking questions about my course on my Journal Speak page. So if you are not familiar, I also have a closed Facebook group called Journal Speak with Nicole Sachs. LCSW, come join us. It's a private group. The only people who see the posts are the members of the group. And I know I'm talking fast because I want to get this stuff over with, so I've got to slow down. A lot of people have been asking on the page about my course because they want to know, tell me about how you did with the course. They're asking people, and what I find, and this is a really beautiful thing, is a lot of people who have done the course are no longer on the page on a regular basis because they're feeling so much better. They're no longer spending a lot of time on internet support groups, which is beautiful, but it also tends to leave people asking the question, not getting a lot of responses. So I'm just here to tell you, I get emails every day, too many emails to even count. I always read them, by the way, about people who have taken the course and their entire life is turned around, not just because they took the 14 lessons, but because they're doing the work on a regular basis and listening to the podcast and keeping themselves aware that the process of healing is not linear. It's, you know, we're circling up the mountain, guys. Remember that. We're making concentric circles around the mountain, but every time we find ourselves in the same problem or situation we had before, we are higher up the mountain. We are more able to deal with it. We have better tools. And if we're honest with ourselves, we are making progress. In this work, we seek progress, not perfection. There is no way that we are going to snap our fingers and be done with a lifetime of repressed emotion or years and years of chronic pain. So please go easy on yourself. This will work for you if you work it. I promise this will work for you if you work it. So to answer people's questions about the course, here's the deal. I wrote that course. It was divinely inspired. I was resisting it and resisting it and resisting it. And one day I was journaling and I found myself connecting with my dad, who passed away when I was 27. We had a really turbulent relationship. A lot of my issues, my quote unquote issues, came from that relationship, but also a great deal of my strength. I'm able to see it in the complicated fashion it was, and I am able to see him for the complicated man that he was. You know, I've had a lot of time to work on this. But anyway, I found myself in meditation and journaling, connecting with him and saying, I can't write this course. What if it fails? What if people don't like it? What if people don't hear what they need to hear? And the message I got back loud and clear, whether it be from him or from the universe or from energy or from love, the message I got back was, anything you write is going to be exactly what they need to hear. Anything you speak, anything you record, anything you are vulnerable about is going to be anything they need to hear. And I closed the computer and I got myself dressed and put some makeup on and sat down in front of the screen and I wrote that course. And I'm going to tell you something. It's a little bit of magic. I don't take full responsibility for it, but people are writing me the most profound things like, Nicole, this course, it's just turned me around. It's woken me up. It's filled my heart and I'm healing. And so that's the best I can say about the course. You know, I don't go back and listen to my videos and read the writings all the time. I have an idea of what I did, but when you channel something, when you feel like something comes from something greater than yourself, you know, all I can say is what other people are saying, which is that, you know, if you have a question about the course, it's really effective. And the truth of the matter is you need to just love yourself enough to do this work. You need to believe that this is possible for you. And that's where I come in and I say, this is possible for you. This crazy, ridiculous notion that an emotional exercise can cure a physical condition is the greatest, deepest truth of anything I have ever seen in the universe, and you can do this. But you have to just do it. The course is one way. If you don't want to spend the money on the course, you can read the book, which is a lot less expensive, which is The Meaning of Truth on Amazon by me. You can find it. Search my name, Nicole Sachs. Search the name, The Meaning of Truth. You will find my book. That's a lesser investment. Or you could just listen to these free podcasts and my free YouTube videos. Whatever path you take, just do this for yourself. Because I promise you, your life is waiting for you. It is out there and it's available to you. So today on the podcast, and last thing I want to mention, I know I mentioned this a lot, but we're getting closer. Today that I'm recording this is February 5th. In a few days, it'll drop. On March 1st, my Omega retreat will go live on the Omega website and you can sign up. I can't tell you how amazing this is going to be. I'm actually having a meeting in about an hour with two of my guest instructors who are going to bring such magic, such love and light, Ayurvedic healing, love yoga, group meditation, where we are going to raise our consciousness all together, shamanic healing, just like it's going to be amazing. I'm excited to be there for it. Even for the stuff that I'm not teaching, even though I'm going to be there in the room the whole time with you, talking to you, connecting with you, it's just going to be a big family. And like, I'm getting all full of tingly love when I'm talking about it. It's going to be wonderful and great. So that's going to go live on March 1st if you would like to come join us at Omega. And also, if you don't know what the Omega Institute is, look it up online. Google the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. It's like going to sleepaway camp for 5 nights for grownups. It's amazing. Amazing. The food, the atmosphere, the people, the vibe, the live music at night, the meditation, the yoga, all of it. It's amazing. So anyway, today on the podcast, I'm just thinking about answering some of your questions that you pose online because I was going to do another interview this week, and I'm trying to upgrade my interview software because sometimes when I'm talking to people and we end up like kind of overlapping or talking at the same time, it's been obscuring the other audio. I don't know if you noticed that. So I'm trying to, I'm going through some troubleshooting with the software. So I'm like not wanting to record another subpar interview in terms of audio. And plus, people are asking questions on this page all the time, and I figure, you know, let me get to some of them because I can't always write back. It's like life is so busy and so crazy. So anyway, if you hear your question, I'm not going to mention you by name, but shout out to you, people who you hear your question. I'm just scrolling through the page. There's so many good questions all the time. And so I'm going to answer a couple of them. So one person writes, when we are having a symptom-rich day, are we supposed to take it easy or keep pushing forward? I have seen and heard both, so it's confusing. Sarno said not to let the pain intimidate you, but I have seen lots of posts on various sites where people take it easy or, quote, treat yourself with kindness and compassion. So that's an excellent question. So let's talk about that for a minute. Should we push ourselves or should we treat ourselves with kindness and compassion? And I'm going to go back to a concept that I talk about a lot, but that is so paramount in this healing, which is Everything in the world is fueled by love or fueled by fear. Everything. Everything that you do, if you get down to it and you take a moment to consider what you're doing, is fueled by either love or fear. And this is what I mean. Picture inside of you that there are two gas tanks, and they are both equally able to push you through your day. One gas tank is full with love, and one gas tank is full with fear. Fear is an excellent motivator. Don't get me wrong. You can get through your day if you are motivated by fear, but it will cause you a lot of anxiety and a lot of symptoms and a lot of exhaustion, but you can still get through your day. Being fueled by love gets you through your day just as readily, but it looks different. So when we're saying when we're having a symptom-rich day, which I love that term, I don't remember who coined that on my Journal Speak page on Facebook, but somebody did once and then everybody kind of went crazy about it. I kind of think I know who it is, but I'm not going to call her out. Any case, a symptom-rich day. Okay, so we all know that symptoms are just our primitive nervous system that is seeking with love to protect us, firing pain signals that seem like a lesser predator than our repressed emotions or our fears about our life or our trauma that we're reliving from childhood. The pain is seen as a lesser predator. And since everything in life is a choice between what hurts and what hurts worse, when we're having a symptom-rich day, which means whatever our symptom imperative is cropping up, you know, we're a person who gets headaches and our head is just pounding that day, or we're a person that gets back pain and our backs are just stiff and just like firing a lot of pain signals that day. When we're having that kind of day, do we push forward or take it easy? So the first thing I'm going to ask is stop what you're doing, breathe. Okay, I don't mean sit for a formal meditation. Just breathe into, invite in that moment, your higher self. Okay, so sometimes I'll just sit for a second and I'll say, invite love in, and I'll repeat it 5 times. Invite love in, invite love in, invite love in, invite love in, invite love in. Okay, so I feel myself calm down and I say, what would be motivated by love here and not fear? So let's say for an example, I'm getting a pain in my hip and I really was planning on taking a walk on the beach because it's a beautiful day. Now, do I push through it? Or do I treat myself with kindness and compassion? And I think what she means by that is sit down and don't do it. I would argue that if you touch into what's motivating with love and not fear, you might be able to do both. You might be able to take that walk, which I guess would be considered pushing through it, and treat yourself with kindness and compassion, which is, you know, every few feet, if you feel like the hip is really giving you a hard time, maybe doing a little stretch, or saying, hey, I hear you. I hear you. You know, we're having a hard day. There's a lot of feelings coming up. I'm going to treat us with love. We're not going to push it. We're not going to require that we walk a mile. We're just going to take a little walk. How about breathing a little bit more deeply? How about looking at the ocean a little bit more specifically to see the waves and to see the birds and to see the clouds? Like, maybe it could be a different kind of walk. But I'm going to operate with love. Now, I'm going to explain what operating with fear would be. Oh my God, I have to take this walk. If I don't take this walk, what does this mean about me? I'm broken. I'm trying to do this work, and obviously I'm failing at it if my hip is still hurting and I'm taking this walk. God damn it, I'm going to take it. You know, or if we're even going to take that pendulum on the other side, I can't, this is also fueled by fear, I can't take that walk, obviously it's going to hurt me. All right, I'm sitting down and I'm going to treat myself with kindness and compassion. Listen, if you're treating yourself with quote unquote kindness and compassion that way, it's not so kind. It's like a victim-y stance, like, oh, I've got to sit down, obviously, you know, I'm not capable of this. Think about the energies you're hearing when I'm talking. One that is kind and gentle and like, we'll see how this goes. You know, maybe I'm going to push myself through it, quote unquote, and 5-10 minutes into this walk, I'm going to say, you know what, the most compassionate thing would be for me to go sit down on a bench on the boardwalk and look at people and feel the breeze for a few minutes. Maybe this walk is that's as much as of a walk we're going to do right now. You know, whatever it is, just understand that the goal of everything you do is simply to invite your nervous system to realize that you're okay. You know, you don't have to feel so alone. So let's move to another question. One of the questions I see is, I feel so alone in this healing. I don't know if anybody else feels like I feel, and sometimes I don't even want to talk about it because I feel like talking about it is going to make me feel worse. You are not alone in this healing. Even if you feel like you're alone, maybe it's because you're isolating out of fear. Once again, you know, fear versus love. My best way to feel less alone is to do something differently. So let's say, for example, I have been trying to put my brave face forward and maybe I'm isolating a little bit. You know, I haven't really been reaching out. I have been, you know, doing things that are more distracting than self-care, meaning I'm watching TV or I'm scrolling through Instagram instead of doing my prayer and meditation and journal speak. Okay, time to press the pause button and say, if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'm going to get what I get. And I don't want to feel this way anymore. I don't want to feel alone. I don't want to feel isolated. So instead, I'm going to reach out. Now, if you don't have a friend or a therapist to reach out to, reach out on my Facebook page. I know it's there. I know it's free. And I know how supportive and lovely people are on it when you tell the truth. Reach out there. Or reach out to your higher power. You know, I talk about spirituality. I don't talk about religion. I am not trying to tell you if you are not a religious person that you need to be religious for this to work at all. But I do invite you to call in your higher guides. Call in love. Call in the sun in the sky and the breeze in the trees and whatever it is that constitutes your God. And this is not God of religion. This is the God of connectedness. You know, I use the word God sometimes as shorthand because it's just easier to say invite God in, but it's not the God that you defined in your, you know, childhood, maybe, or maybe it is, but, you know, for people, I get a lot of people who are very alienated from religion and then they choose not to be spiritual. And I say, human connectedness is God. The fact that we breathe in and out is God. The fact that the trees grow and shed their leaves and grow again is God. You know, find your connection to all that is human because the reason you feel alone is you've lost that. And you're not nearly as alone as you think. And honestly, the not being alone is really a big part of healing. I know I remember when I was writing The Meaning of Truth, my mom was saying to me, is it possible for these people to feel connected, to learn when you're not in the room with them? Because you're the one who makes them not feel alone. And I've done a lot of thinking about that. And when I wrote the book, it was my greatest effort to make sure people understood that I was with them. I'm, you know, if anyone read my book, my God, I like fall over myself into a ditch and roll around in, I'm here. Do you know I'm here? I love you. You know, I mean, that's the only way this works. And so if you're feeling alone in your healing, please understand you are not alone. Every one of us, when we suffer the same. I've said this before, a woman standing over her dying child in the best hospital in the most developed country feels the same as a woman standing over her dying child in a refugee camp. When we suffer the same. Our hearts are the same. Our hearts lift with joy the same, and they ache with suffering the same. And so you are not alone. And decide you're not alone, because your belief that you are alone is keeping you sick. And so that is really, really important in terms of motivating yourself with love, to realize that you are not alone. Okay, let's move on. I am reading, I'm literally reading this as I'm talking to you because that's how I roll. Okay, somebody posted a meme, just because you're taking longer than others does not mean you're a failure. All right, my friends, let's talk about the length of healing. I have talked to you guys a lot about the nervous system and about the fact that this perception of being unsafe, that our most primitive protective brain and nervous system are perceiving of our lives, this protective function that tries to keep us safe, it's not complicated. It's simply a reaction to a perceived threat. So when I say do your journal speak practice, right? So there's three parts to healing: believe, do the work, and patience and kindness for yourself. When I say this stuff, understand that however long it takes is going to be however long it takes for your nervous system to flip the switch from fight or flight to rest and repair. When the switch is flipped, you don't feel the pain anymore, straight up. That's how this works. The pain you're feeling is just a sensation. Nothing's wrong with you. You're just feeling a sensation of pain that is a reaction to the nervous system choosing the pain over the repressed emotions. And sometimes the repressed emotions just are big enough that it just takes time chipping away. And another thing I want to say, this meme where it says, just because you're taking longer than others. What does that even mean, than others? You don't know others. You don't know that others might be saying that they're not in pain anymore, but their anxiety is through the roof. Or you don't know if others spend so much time in obsessive thoughts, like even if they're obsessively exercising, they're obsessively, you know, trying to take care of others and not take care of themselves. Whatever that other person is going through, you know, God bless, they are on their journey and you're on yours, but nobody really knows what's going on with others. So comparing ourselves to others just in the very like basic sense is a mistake. You know, there's a saying, don't compare your insides to other people's outsides. The way people present themselves could make you feel like a failure any day of the week. In fact, if we were to buy into comparing ourselves with others, my God, I mean, failure would just be like all the time. It would be our basic, because you can always perceive that somebody's doing better than you. Just keep going. The reason I love this meme is because just keep going. Just keep going. You know, oftentimes I talk to people about, pretend you're in the woods and it's taken you a long time to walk in. If you've been in 10 years of chronic pain, it's taken you 10 years to walk in. So it's going to take a bit to come out. Not 10 years, but not 10 days. And I am here and I have descended from the heavens, and I come with the word of God, whatever that means to you, and I say, here's a roadmap. This will get you out of the woods, but you just need to keep walking. I have no idea how long it takes, but I promise you, this is the way out. Just believe in that. Every time you stop what you're doing and go into a cave and grab the computer and go on Dr. Google, I know you've heard me say this before, you're just prolonging the healing. Prolonging the healing time. You are not a failure. Nobody else is doing any differently, any better than you. They're just doing different. So walk the walk every day. And by the way, I don't care how you feel about it. I don't care if you like it or you don't like it, or you think you're doing it right or wrong, or you're a failure or you're a success. Please don't do that. Don't judge yourself. Just walk. Just walk. Left foot, right foot, breathe. When you don't know what to do, just do the next right considered action, what's right in front of you. When I woke up this morning, I woke up feeling like shit. I can't tell you why. I don't even know why. I don't even care to know why. I woke up feeling like shit and I thought, what do I need to do for myself? So I said to Tiff, is it okay if I take a couple hours, you know, and I like being totally alone? And she's awesome. And she said, of course, you know, let me get my stuff. You take the bedroom, be totally alone. And the first thing I knew I needed to do is I needed to go back to sleep. I was tired. My body was exhausted and I was having panicky dreams, which I can't control. So I went back to sleep for an hour. Then I woke up and I thought, what's the next right considered action? And the first thing I thought is, I don't want to journal. And the next thing I thought is, that's the next right considered action. And I opened my computer and I set my timer on my phone for 20 minutes and I journaled. I don't even remember what I wrote anymore, but I journaled. I got out of my heart and my mind what needed to come out. And then I erased it right away because I don't need to ever reread it. It's just a practice. And then I thought, what time is my first client? And I looked at my clock and I thought, I have time to meditate. And I said, I don't want to meditate. And I thought, what's the next right considered action? Meditate, whether or not you want to. Because you're gonna feel better and you friggin' know it, so cut it out and meditate. And I got into a comfortable meditative position and I put on my Insight Timer, which I love. It's an app you can get free on your smartphone, Insight Timer. And I set it for a meditation that I like, which is a beautiful chanting mantra with a woman with a beautiful voice. And I meditated. And sometimes I found myself planning what I needed to do that day, and I thought, no, back to my breath, back to my mantra. And I meditated for 20 minutes. And what was that? When that was done, I worked with two beautiful people who were struggling, and I was able to be in it with them and help them. And now I'm recording a podcast, and I feel great. I feel clear. I feel at peace. I feel so different than when I woke up this morning. Why? Not because I'm like an awesome superhero who's better at this than you, because by the way, I'm not. I'm just more practiced. I just did the next right considered action 4 times. I told my partner I needed some space. I went back to bed. I journaled and I meditated. And then I did my work, of course, because that's required of me. And now I'm doing this podcast because that's required of me, because I've required that every Friday I'm here for you. And you know what? Sometimes I don't like it because I feel pressure and I'm like, oh God, I have to come up with something else to say. That feels shitty. That feels hard. That feels like I can't do it. That feels like I'm boring and no one cares. And I say, nope, sorry. Those thoughts are just resistance. And resistance is just my nervous system keeping me safe. Because if I do this podcast and I'm out there, maybe I could get hurt. But you know what? Fuck that. Because you guys need me and I need you and we need each other and I'm doing this podcast. And so, do you get it? Resistance is just there to try to keep you safe. Resistance is just a TMS equivalent. Resistance is just back pain, and back pain is anxiety, and anxiety is migraines, and migraines are fibromyalgia, and fibromyalgia is irritable bowel, and we are just suffering because we don't know that we're safe. And we can't choose to be safe. We have to do the work. We have to trick our nervous system into realizing, oh, she's safe. Oh, she doesn't need the pain to keep her small, to keep her quiet, to keep her in bed. Oh, well then fine. I mean, there's nobody's against you here. Your body isn't like in conspiracy to make you small. It's just trying to keep you safe. So, you know, that's another very important point that we have to remember. And okay, so I'm getting to the end of a half hour, which I think, you know, between a half hour and 45 minutes is ideal for this podcast. Okay, so I'm going to say one thing more, which is I think you need to understand something. This is something that you can do. And not only is this something you can do, this is something you have to do. You know, I was talking to someone this morning about surrender and, you know, the whole concept of surrender to win. You know, surrender in our society is seen as a weakness, you know, that we are less than if we give up or what have you. I'm saying right now that we've been lied to, and surrender is everything. And surrender and you win. Let go. Let go. Your nervous system, when you're hanging on so tight and you're saying, I must be well, and, you know, I'm so scared, I need to be well. No. Just let go, let go. You know, as Joe, my favorite cheerleader, Joe Tunyon, says, he doesn't say it, I said it, but he loves that I said it, which is raise your hands to the sky, you know, put your face up to the sun and to the wind, breathe, exhale, let go. You're okay. Don't hold on to expectations. Don't hold on to outcomes. Don't watch the clock. Just say, I want to be free. Invite in the love of the universe, whatever it is that your higher self, your higher power, and say, I am open to being helped. I'm open to being carried. I'm open to love. Please, somebody love me. You will be loved. I promise you that. So with that, I will say farewell. Hopefully by next week I'll have my software sorted out and we can have another interview. But I'm sending love and light to you guys. As you know, this is The Cure for Chronic Pain. And until next time, I'll be thinking of you. Bye-bye.